Short Lecture, Skill 5. The Function of an Art School. Listen to part of a lecture in an art class and answer the question.
I'd like to discuss what the function of an art school should be. But first, let me tell you something about the changing purposes of art education in one art school. That is the Halifax Art School on the east coast of Canada. I want to suggest the purposes it was trying to serve throughout its history. Researcher Donald Soucy showed that the purposes of the Halifax Art School varied according to changing external supporters. External supporters refer to the people in the community who were in favor of financially supporting the existence of the art school with public money. Can you think of some of the purposes of art education throughout North America in the late 19th century?
Was this to train artists as workers, people who would have employable skills?
Yes, exactly. Soucy concluded that the most common goal for art throughout the history of the Halifax Art School was to train artist workers. In many cases, this included improving the graphic skills of industrial designers, providing instruction in the decorative arts, and training teachers for public and private schools. However, the Halifax Art School at times also aimed to elevate the public's taste and appreciation of design. Soucy described two 19th century philosophical roots that were reflected at the art school. We have discussed them in other contexts. Can you think of what they may be?
Is utilitarianism one of them?
Yes, utilitarianism centered on art training to serve industrial needs. Utilitarianism became associated with the training that aimed to provide mechanical and industrial careers for men with improved products for commerce. Specifically, the concern was to produce goods that were designed better. Tell me of another philosophical root.
Romantic idealism?
Right. Romantic idealism was concerned with aesthetic education and the role of imagination. It was associated with genius in art and art as a cultural study.
Listen to part of the lecture again and answer the question.
However, the Halifax Art School at times also aimed to elevate the public's taste and appreciation of design. Soucy described two 19th century philosophical roots that were reflected at the art school. We have discussed them in other contexts. Can you think of what they may be?
Why does the professor say this?